light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Our Mother Earth, her mantle green, lay ripened, seeded, and at rest. She yearned to nurture all to life, providing nourishment and nest. So God unbounded, uncontained, ordained the oceans teem with life, and bid the skies be filled with flight, with fish and fowl the world was rife. These each were blessed, and both deemed good. God urged them mate and multiply, thus life would ever be increased, and God in all be glorified. With song and plumage, soaring flight, birds blazoned forth God's gifts so free, while sea life fathomless and feared, reflected dark God's mystery. Thus evening came and morning came, the fifth day filling air and sea, life overflowing and outpoured depends upon diversity. Amen. Let praise resound from the birds of the air, the sea and its creatures sound their joy. Alleluia, praise Adonai, sing praise from the heavens above, sing praise from the heights of the mountains, all angels and spirits sing praise. Sing praise, O sun and moon. Sing praise, O glittering stars. Sing praise, O galaxies of the universe. Sing praise, O cosmos of creation. Praise the name of the One whose word invited you to be, establishing the pattern of creation, wanting us all to be free. Let praise resound from the earth, from oceans and creatures of the sea, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy winds that hear the word. All mountains and hills, all fruit trees and cedars, beasts both wild and tame, reptiles and birds on the wing. Princes and judges, rulers and citizens, all men and women, elders and children. Together sing praise to the Holy, to the One whose praise is exalted, to the name beyond all names, whose splendor fills heaven and earth. For love gives strength to the people, shares glory with all the faithful, welcoming us as companions, teaching us how to sing praise. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Let praise resound from the birds of the air, the sea and its creatures sound their joy. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Salvation we have not achieved for the earth. The inhabitants of the world cannot bring it forth. But your dead shall live. their corpses shall rise. Awake and sing, you who lie in the dust. For your dew is a dew of light, and the land of shades gives birth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I believe that my Redeemer lives, and that on the last day I shall rise from the earth, and in my flesh I shall see God, my Savior. It will not be some other being, but I myself who see God. My own eyes shall look upon Adonai, and in my flesh I shall see God, my Savior. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the Holy Breath of Life. I believe that my Redeemer lives, and that on the last day I shall rise from the earth, and in my flesh I shall see God, my Savior. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. For all who study and explore the beauty and wonder of birds, fish, and other forms of sea life. For all whose lives and livelihoods involve fish and other forms of sea life, especially those striving to preserve endangered species through the development of sustainable fishing practices and to improve and restore oceans, seas, rivers, lakes, and ponds. For all whose lives and livelihoods involve poultry and other birds, especially those striving to develop sustainably integrated practices and to improve and restore their natural habitat. For all who are deprived by modern lifestyles and urban jungles from experiencing the incredible beauty, diversity, liveliness, and songs of the birds. For all the sea creatures and winged birds themselves, whose praise of God that has been sounding for hundreds of millions of years is threatened with extinction by the human destruction of their habitats and the toxins produced by consumerism and greed. For all those who suffer from physical, emotional, or mental illness, and for those called and gifted to care for them. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of the sea and sky, as we celebrate the fifth day of the week, we praise and thank you for the wonder and beauty of all the creatures that you have made, for each one of them reveals something of your inexpressible love. Awaken in us a profound sensitivity to your presence in all of creation, and awareness that it is in you that we and all creation live and move and have our being. For your love is the power that has created all things, sustains all things, and invites all things to join you in building the future, now and forever. Amen. May the God of the cosmos bless us with reverence, wonder, and awe. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you. Our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil, and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.